Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from one of my own works called Let Your Kingdom Come. And it has to do with the kingdom that is truly coming. I do want it to come. I hope that is your desire too. We're tracing the idea of the kingdom of God coming all the way through the Bible. And we've gotten to that difficult passage in Ezekiel. It starts with chapter 40. I understand if you have difficulty with it, but you didn't have difficulty up till now, did you? Listening to the various prophecies that talk about the coming kingdom in the millennial time. Why would we have any difficulty with this? Well, you'll see, but let's treat it the same way as we have treated all of God's word, that it really is true. Chapter 40, in the 25th year of our captivity, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was captured, on the very same day the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he took me there. In the visions of God he took me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain. That should ring a bell right there. On it toward the south was something like the structure of a city. Yeah, we've seen that before. He took me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze. He had a line of flax and a measuring rod in his hand, and he stood in the gateway. And the man said to me, "Son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears, and fix your mind on everything I show you, for you were brought here so that I might show them to you. Declare to the house of Israel everything you see." Now there was a wall all around the outside of the temple. In the man's hand was a measuring rod, 6 cubits long, each being a cubit and a handbreadth. And he measured the width of the wall structure, 1 rod, and the height, 1 rod. Well, now chapter 40 so far tells us that Ezekiel is brought to a high mountain where stood a temple. Well, that's nothing more than Isaiah so far. An angel begins measuring the temple. That fits with Revelation 11. Nothing unusual here. There are gateways and courts and then those sacrifices. I've commented on all of that above. In chapters to come, there is a priesthood. There are Levites and an altar of sacrifice. Much of this is reminiscent of the specifications found in Moses. And as we said, nothing that we're going to see now has anything to do with saving people, but pointing to the Savior. Well, let's go on. The gateways. He went to the gateway, and it faced east. And he went up its stairs and measured the threshold of the gateway, which was 1 rod wide. And the other threshold was 1 rod wide. Each gate chamber was 1 rod long and 1 rod wide. Between the gate chambers was a space of 5 cubits, and the threshold of the gateway by the vestibule of the inside gate was 1 rod. He also measured the vestibule of the inside gate, 1 rod. Then he measured the vestibule of the gateway, 8 cubits, and the gate post, 2 cubits. The vestibule of the gate was on the inside. In the eastern gateway were 3 gate chambers on one side and 3 on the other. The 3 were all the same size. Also, the gateposts were of the same size on this side and on that side. Well, now, scholars will tell you that the specifications of the Ezekiel temple in no way match what Haggai and Zechariah and Ezra dealt with in their day, which was an attempted rebuilding of the original. Ezekiel has seen something different, something that is still in our future. Many wild imaginings have been applied to this structure by intelligent men. I have decided to ignore their intelligence and just believe what God gave to Ezekiel. Again, why not? Why not? A few measurements now. He measured the width of the entrance to the gateway, 10 cubits, and the length, 13. There was a space in front of the gate chambers, 1 cubit on this side, 1 on that. The gate chambers were 6 cubits on this side, 6 on that. He measured the gateway from the roof of 1 gate chamber to the roof of the other. The width was 25 cubits as door faces door. He measured the gatepost, 60 cubits high. The court all around the gateway extended to the gatepost. And from the front of the entrance gate to the front of the vestibule of the inner gate was 50 cubits. There were beveled window frames in the gate chambers and in their intervening archways on the inside of the gateway, all around, and likewise in the vestibules. There were windows all around on the inside. On each gatepost were palm trees. And so I realize this is difficult reading, but I want to give it all to you and inspire you to go digging into this word yourself and find out not what it means, but what it says. Rooms, measurements, inner and outer court are next. He brought me into the outer court. There were chambers, rooms, a pavement made all around the court. 30 chambers faced the pavement. The pavement was by the side of the gateways, corresponding to the length of the gateways. This was the lower pavement. Then he measured the width from the front of the lower gateway to the front of the inner court exterior, 100 cubits toward the east and the north. In the outer court was also a gateway facing north, and he measured its length and its width. Its gate chambers, 3 on this side, 3 on that. Its gateposts and its archways had the same measurements as the first gate. Its length was 50 cubits, its width 25. Its width, its windows and those of its archways, and also its palm trees, had the same measurements as the gateway facing east. It was ascended by 7 steps, and its archway was in front of it. A gate of the inner court was opposite the northern gateway, just as the eastern gateway. And he measured from gateway to gateway 100 cubits. Then he brought me toward the south, and there a gateway was facing south. And he measured its gateposts and archways according to these same measurements. There were windows in it and in its archways all around like those windows. Its length was 50 cubits and its width 25 cubits. 7 steps led up to it, and its archway was in front of them. And it had palm trees on its gateposts, 1 on this side and 1 on that. There was also a gateway on the inner court facing south. And he measured from gateway to gateway toward the south 100 cubits. You say, Bob, why are you reading all of this? This building you're looking at through this book, it's in your future. It's in your future. I know it's difficult, but let's see what's out there for you. Then he brought me to the inner court through the southern gateway. He measured the southern gateway according to these same measurements. Also its gate chambers, its gate posts, its archways were according to these same measurements. There were windows in it and its archways all around. It was 50 cubits long, 25 cubits wide. There were archways all around, 25 cubits long, 5 cubits wide. Its archways faced the outer court. Palm trees were on its gatecoasts, and going up to it were 8 steps. It's a beautiful structure you're seeing here. The artwork that's on. These are not literal palm trees. They're pictures of palm trees. And he brought me into the inner court facing east. He measured the gateway according to these same measurements. Also its gate chambers, its gate posts, its archways were according to these same measurements. There were windows in it and in it archways all around, 50 cubits long, 25 cubits wide. Its archways faced the outer court. Palm trees were on its gate posts on this side and on that side, and going up to it, there were 8 steps. Then he brought me to the north gateway and measured it according to these same measurements. Also its gate chambers, its gate posts, its archways. It had windows all around. Excuse me. Its length was 50 cubits. Its width was 25 cubits. Its gateposts faced the outer court. Palm trees were on its gateposts, on this side, on that. Going up to it were 8 steps. There was a chamber and its entrance by the gateposts of the gateway where they washed the burnt offering. In the vestibule of the gateway were 2 tables on this side and 2 tables on that side, on which to slay the burnt offerings, the sin offering, the trespass offering. Look at these tables at the outer side of the vestibule. As one goes up to the entrance of the northern gateway were 2 tables. On the other side of the vestibule of the gateway were 2 tables. 4 tables were on this side, 4 tables on that side, by the side of the gateway, 8 tables on which they slaughtered the sacrifices. There were also 4 tables of hewn stone for the burnt offering, 1 cubit and a half long, 1 cubit and a half wide, 1 cubit high. On these they laid the instruments with which they slaughtered the burnt offering and the sacrifices. Inside were hooks, a handbreadth wide, fastened all around, and the flesh of the sacrifices was on the tables. You say they can't be having sacrifices. Now, we've talked about it many times. Hold your horses there. We're telling you that these sacrifices don't take away sin. They point to the taking away of sin. It's clear that the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. But Jesus does. And everything that Moses predicted looked forward to Jesus. Everything that this is predicting looks backward to Jesus. But it's all about Jesus. More rooms outside the inner gate were the rooms for the singers in the inner court. Wow, a choir room, one facing south at the side of the northern gateway, the other facing north at the side of the southern gateway. And he said to me, this room which faces south is for the priests who have charge of the temple. The room which faces north is for the priests who have charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok from the sons of Levi who come near the Lord to minister to him. So we've got descendants, actually resurrected people now, coming back. They were promised an everlasting priesthood. Well, here it is. They really literally have it. Then there's the vestibule, its measurements. He measured the court, 100 cubits long, 100 cubits wide, four square. The altar was in front of the temple. Then he brought me to the vestibule of the temple and measured the doorposts of the vestibule, 5 cubits on this side, 5 cubits on that. And the width of the gateway was 3 cubits on this side, 3 cubits on that. The length of the vestibule was 20 cubits, the width 11. And by the steps which led up to it, there were pillars by the doorposts, one on this side, another on that. And then in chapter 41, we go to sanctuary and doorpost measurements. He brought me into the sanctuary and measured the doorposts, 6 cubits wide on one side, 6 cubits wide on the other side, the width of the tabernacle. The width of the entryway was 10 cubits. The side walls of the entrance were 5 cubits on this and 5 on the other. And he measured its length, 40 cubits, and its width, 20. And he went inside and measured the doorposts, 2 cubits, and the entrance, 6 cubits, and the width of the entrance, 7 cubits. He measured the length, 20 cubits, and the width, 20, and beyond the sanctuary. And he said to me, this is the most holy place, the sanctuary, the holy place. Then there's the temple wall, some more rooms and measurements. Hang in there. Next, he measured the wall of the temple, 6 cubits. The width of each side chamber all around the temple was 4 cubits on every side. The side chambers were in 3 stories, one above the other, 30 chambers in each story. They rested on ledges which were for the side chambers all around that they might be supported, but not fastened to the wall of the temple. As one went up from story to story, the side chambers became wider all around because their supporting ledges in the wall of the temple ascended like steps. Therefore, the width of the structure increased as one went up from the lowest story of the highest by way of the middle one. I also saw an elevation all around the temple. It was the foundation of the side chambers, a full rod, that is, 6 cubits high. The thickness of the outer wall of the side chambers was 5 cubits, and so also the remaining terrace by the place of the side chambers of the temple. And between it and the wall chambers was a width of 20 cubits all around the temple on every side. The doors of the side chambers opened on the terrace. One door opened toward the north, and another toward the south, and the width of the terrace was 5 cubits all around. You say, I need some help here. Okay, I wrote a commentary on Ezekiel already. I'm not doing all the commentary stuff on this particular reading. I just want to give you all the verses that have to do with the coming kingdom. And I can't just leave out Ezekiel, because Ezekiel's seeing something that's going to be on a high mountain that we've seen on all the other prophets, you know. It's the same high mountain, only this time, instead of saying there's a house up there, we're at that house and we're looking at it, not with binoculars anymore, but with a microscope. We're looking around the whole thing. Here's a separate building now that's talked about. It says the building that faced the separating courtyard at its western end was 70 cubits wide. The wall of the building was 5 cubits thick all around, and its length 90 cubits. I don't know what this separate building is. Now the temple itself. So he measured the temple, 100 cubits long, and the separating courtyard with the building and its walls was 100 cubits long. Also the width of the eastern face of the temple, including the separating courtyard, was 100 cubits. He measured the length of the building behind it, facing the separating courtyard, and with its galleries on the one side and on the other, 100 cubits, as well as the inner temple and the porches, their doorposts, the beveled window frames, all the galleries all around, their 3 stories opposite the threshold were paneled with wood from the ground to the windows. The windows were covered. From the space above the door, even to the inner rooms, as well as outside, and on every wall, all around, inside and outside, By measure, I'll let you go for today. I understand again. This is difficult reading, difficult listening. But I think if you need to take a break a few days, I understand that. I'll see you in a few days. I get it. Some have already done that because I've talked about the kingdom for so much. People are getting weary of it. I get that too. But listen to me. This is so important that we have a vision of, an expectation of the kingdom that's coming. We pray for it all the time. Thy kingdom come. Do we really want it to come? Are we really interested in what's there, what's going to be there? Don't you want to see a little of it now? Well, stay with me then a few more days and we'll get through Ezekiel together. Thank you so much for being here as always. And there's other things on this website. I think you've found some of them all. Over 3,400 audios featuring some of the church's great preachers, persecution stories from North Korea in English and Korean, Bible studies on a number of subjects, a blog. You've got my YouTube channel there at Pasturelands, it's called. You can buy one of my books at Amazon.com or contact me at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com. And I'll share details of our Saturday evening Zoom meeting for men and our Tuesday noon meeting for men and women. I just got to say, those are wonderful events to be a part of. I think so anyway. But I guess I'm a little prejudiced, right? This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. This audio is being released on the 13th of October, 2022. And Lord willing, we'll get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.